your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
News Centre at 11. The Labour Party starting the process of selecting a candidate for the Makerfield by-election after Andy Burnham was given the go-ahead to put his name forward. Labour's ruling body will get behind one of those who throw their hat into the ring on Thursday. Current MP Josh Simon stood down to allow the Greater Manchester Mayor to try to get back to Westminster. Communities Minister Alison McGovern's told the Progress Think Tank's conference what's required if someone comes forward to challenge Sir Keir Starmer for the leadership.
Too often, I think we've been caught up in the wrong kind of battle. It's a battle of ideas that's needed, not a battle of personalities.
A huge policing operation is taking place in London as tens of thousands are expected to take part in two protests in the city. A Unite the Kingdom rally and a pro-Palestinian event are both being held. Elsewhere, a man's died after being attacked by a shark off the coast of Western Australia. The 38-year-old was bitten at Horseshoe Reef, around 20 miles west of Perth. Police say he was brought ashore but couldn't be saved. Meanwhile, Donald Trump says Abu Bilal al-Manuki, the second-in-command of the terror group ISIS, has been killed in a joint US and Nigerian operation. The president claims he was the most active terrorist in the world. 37 matches of the Scottish Premiership season played before this, but for Hearts and Celtic, it all comes down to this afternoon. Hearts are 1 point ahead before their final day showdown at Parkhead. They haven't won the title since 1960. John Robertson is Hearts' all-time leading goal scorer.
Seize the day, seize the chance. What an opportunity to every single one become legends of the football club. It's just another title for Celtic. That's all it is. Be 14 and 15 for them. But for Hearts, this is unique. This is an opportunity that doesn't come along very often.
And Eurovision's final takes place in Vienna this evening. It will feature a medley of classic songs to celebrate 70 years. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
A man from Aylesbury has been charged in relation to a number of alleged incidents in the town. Thames Valley Police say 20-year-old Connor Wells has been charged with 4 counts of criminal damage, conspiracy to steal motor vehicles and dangerous driving. The force confirmed Wells has been released on court bail pending an appearance at Aylesbury Crown Court on the 9th of June. Phil Quinlan from Aylesbury and his wife Nancy are walking 6 miles across 8 iconic London bridges in support of Lymphoma Action. This year marks the charity's 40th anniversary, and the couple are looking forward to raising funds and awareness for the UK's leading charity dedicated to lymphoma. Phil was treated for non-Hodgkin lymphoma in 2004.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Thicker cloud from lunchtime with light showers or drizzle forecast from late afternoon and for the whole evening. A gentle breeze and highs of 13 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes, Red Kite Radio.
World made of steel, made
Red Kite Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. Here we go again with the second hour of today's Saturday morning show with me, myself, and I, Peter Dawes. It has just hit 10 minutes past 11. I've got for you more music, more chatter, more news of a local variety, and we'll be looking ahead to what the Premier League has in store for us tomorrow and just some general big fixtures between now and the end of the season since we're so very close. Right, let's carry on with the music for the time being. Here's Bruce Springsteen with Glory Days.
Song.
107.2. It's Saturday morning on Red Kite Radio with Peter Dawes.
Brothers there, of course, with What a Fool Believes, taking us to 18 minutes past 11. Right, let's have a look at what the Premier League has in store for us tomorrow. Of course, there's no Championship or League One action. Their seasons have finished. Over the course, our local teams, Oxford United not doing brilliantly. They did, in fact, get relegated from the Championship. They will be in League One next season alongside Wycombe Wanderers, who had a respectable 11th-placed finish in League One. So Wycombe staying where they are for another season. So those two will be facing each other. Fair, relatively local derby, I would say, next season. You can look forward to that. Right. The Premier League tomorrow, there are six matches to bring your way. And then, of course, there is another one on Monday, and then two more on Tuesday. It's all going on. So tomorrow, at 12:30, the lunchtime kickoff, you've got Manchester United versus Nottingham Forest. Big one, that, for both clubs. Well, big one for Forest, certainly. Manchester United have... I mean, the only thing they've got left on their list for the season is to just secure third place. They've already got Champions League football. So United's season pretty much done there. Forest, of course, still hanging on for survival, though they are in a much stronger position than Spurs or West Ham, so they'll be up for that one. Then you've got Brentford versus Crystal Palace at 3 o'clock. Nice London clash there. Brentford looking to secure a European place, and Palace trying not to get their best players injured before their Conference League final. We'll get to that in a bit. Everton against Sunderland at 3 p.m. as well. Again, Everton looking to sneak into the European places. Sunderland kind of on the beach already at this point. Any international players don't want to get injured before the World Cup. Leeds versus Brighton is at 3, as is Wolves versus Fulham. Wolves already relegated. Fulham pretty safe mid-table. Leeds pretty much safe from relegation at this point. Brighton trying to sneak into the European places though, so plenty to play for there. And then at 5:30 you've got Newcastle versus West Ham. West Ham, of course, desperately trying to scramble for survival. Newcastle just trying to have a stronger finish as possible for this season. Then on Monday you've got Arsenal versus Burnley at 8 p.m. and then on Tuesday, goodness me, Bournemouth versus Manchester City at 7:30 and Chelsea versus Tottenham at 8:15. That could be a massive one. That could see Tottenham in some serious trouble going into the last game of the season. Or not. We'll have to wait and see. So that's what's going on over the course of tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. We'll look ahead to bigger fixtures in the week in just a bit. For the time being, let's have an ad break. Afterwards, it's Lizzo with something hip, new and current. It's Don't Make Me Love You.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do. Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
From 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
Join me, Clive Wagerfield, on Red Kite Radio 107.2, where we broadcast specialist music shows each and every evening. I'll be presenting the Sunday Rock Show between 7 and 10 p.m. each week. So remember to turn that dial to Red Kite Radio 107.2. You will find the best of classic and modern rock here. So tune in and turn up the volume.
For Tame, Haddenham and Emmington.
Red Kite Radio.
Just tell me tonight.
Saturday morning with Peter Dawes on Red Kite Radio.
There, King of Wishful Thinking, taking us to 11:29, ladies and gents. There, 29 minutes past 11. I said we'd look ahead to some big games for the remainder of the season. A few finals to bring your way, three European, one domestic, all involving at least one English club, especially the domestic one, which is where we will start. In a week's time, on Saturday the 23rd, you've got the Championship playoff final. Massive game, that one, to see who will join Coventry and Ipswich in the Premier League. Will it be Hull City or will it be Southampton? Both teams would be making a return to the Premier League. Of course, Southampton were only there last season. Hull, bit further back when they were last in it. But of course, neither side will want to lose that one. Massive game for both teams, a lot on the line. Not just Premier League status, but a lot of money involved in that one as well, so both teams desperate to win that. Then we've got the three European finals, all of which involving an English team. One of them is on Wednesday, so in just a few days' time, Wednesday the 20th, in 4 days, Aston Villa. They're against SC Freiburg of Germany in the Europa League final. And again, in 4 days' time. So Villa, they'll be very happy that they've managed to get themselves Champions League qualification in the league last night. They can stop worrying about that and they can focus on their final. Then you've got Crystal Palace in 11 days' time, Wednesday the 27th, so a week after Villa. They're in the Conference League final against Rayo Vallecano of Spain. Could be an interesting one. That Palace will obviously be looking to win that one, of course. If they do, that'll be two trophies in 2 years and we'll get them into the Europa League for next season. So plenty to play for there. But of course, Rayo Vallecano in the way of that. They'll have to overcome them. And then, of course, on Saturday, the 30th of May, so in 2 weeks' time, in 2 weeks today, it is the big showcase event of the European calendar. It's the Champions League final, and Arsenal, of course, are against Paris Saint-Germain. That is apparently a 5 p.m. kickoff on Saturday, the 30th. Interesting. Whereas the other two finals are both at 8 p.m. Odd. Anyway, that's going on in 2 weeks' time. Paris Saint-Germain versus Arsenal for the UEFA Champions League. So it's all to play for in the final games of the season. Right, let us have ourselves more music. We're a radio station, it's kind of our bread and butter here. Let's get something fairly recent. It's Camila Cabello featuring Ed Sheeran with Bam Bam.
You said you hated the ocean, but you're surfing now. I said I love you for life, but I just sold our house. We were kids at the start, I guess we're grown-ups now. Couldn't ever imagine even having doubts. But not everything works out, no. Now I'm out dancing with strangers. You could be casually dating. Damn, it's all changing so fast. I see a love. Boom, boom.
Kite Radio.
Buzzcocks with Ever Fallen In Love With Someone You Shouldn't Have. Taken us to 11:38. Just gone there. Now, something heroic is going on at the Chinna and Prince's Risborough Railway on Sunday the 24th and Bank Holiday Monday 25th of May. You can enjoy a train ride with the opportunity to meet some superheroes too. Accompany children who go to the railway dressed as a superhero or take a superhero teddy can travel free. There's also some superhero activity books to entertain you, and to find out more, check train times and book tickets, of course, for the Superheroes Day. Just go to the website chinnarailway.co.uk. So Chinna Railway, all one word, .co.uk to get everything there. Finding out more, checking train times and booking tickets for the Superheroes Day, or days, I should say. Sunday 24th and Monday 25th of May. That's Bank Holiday Monday 25th of May. Prince's Risborough, Chinna and Prince's Risborough Railway, I should say. So chinnarailway.co.uk, everything you need to know is on there. Right, ads. We need to generate revenue somehow. Let's have them. Afterwards, it's Katy Perry with Hot and Cold.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
So much more than you bargain for.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden, and here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens, not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargain for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this. Or one that feels... like this. The difference is just a few little changes. Like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more National Highways.
For Tame, Haddenham and Never Winchendon.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits, recent releases. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Come on around.
Clearwater Revival there with Up Around the Bend. It's about toilets. Takes us up to 11:47, 13 minutes to 12, approaching the end of the show. But there is time for me to let you know that Bishopston Village Hall on Morton Lane is the venue for the Bishopston Beer Festival. And it's on Saturday, the 23rd of May, so in a week's time. From 12 till 8 p.m, they'll have a variety of beers available, along with cider, Prosecco, wine, Pimm's and soft drinks as well. Whether you can have them all in the same glass, I don't know. You can always ask. There's beef burgers and hot dogs and music from a live band. So it's all going on. An entrance is only £6, including two beer tokens. Wahey. That's the Bishopston Beer Festival at Bishopston Village Hall, Saturday, 23rd of May, 12 noon to 8 p.m. All day affair. Have a jolly old time. Right. Speaking of a jolly old time, let's carry on with the music. We've got time for a few more before the end of the show, so let's get it going. Here is the Norman Cook remix of Corner Shop's Brimful of Asher.
Coming out of my cage and I've been
And there were the Killers with Mr. Brightside, taking us to just approaching 4 minutes to 12. And with that, it is the end of today's Saturday morning show. That is it from me, ladies and gents. Gentle reminder, FA Cup final, Chelsea versus Manchester City at 3 p.m. today. And then, of course, later on in the evening, you've got the Eurovision Grand Final. Tune in for both of them. Would thoroughly recommend. I'll be back in a week's time next Saturday. Same time, same place, 10 a.m. here on your 107.2 Red Kai Radio. But until then, this has been Peter Dawes. Take care, farewell, and ta-ta.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Kingsey.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.